AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Homeland Security Department launching an investigation into the Secret Service's handling of the Trump rally in which he was nearly assassinated. At the convention tonight in Milwaukee, Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance will deliver his acceptance speech. Joe Biden back on the campaign trail in Nevada today. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer urging New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to resign following Menendez's conviction on bribery and corruption charges. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more on what he did.
While serving as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Menendez did favors for Egypt and Qatar and assisted several New Jersey businessmen in exchange for gold bars and wads of cash totaling nearly $500,000 that were found in a safe, his jackets, even his shoes. Prosecutors called it shocking levels of corruption.
Britain's new Labour Party promising to ease the cost of living crisis in the UK, setting out its plans for national renewal in today's opening of Parliament. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee's police chief is defending five officers from Columbus, Ohio, who shot and killed a homeless man outside the convention perimeter yesterday. Jeffrey Norman says Samuel Sharp Jr. is threatening another homeless man with a knife.
Someone's life was in danger. These officers, who are not from this area, took upon themselves to act to save someone's life.
Homeless advocates demand an investigation. Wisconsin U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is going after President Biden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on foreign policy, immigration, the high cost of living, and crime.
Biden and Baldwin have failed. President Trump and I will get the job done.
Hovde delivered a primetime speech at the convention last night. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The mayor made it clear it's either a $22 million referendum or $6 million in cuts. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway offered two long-term budget proposals at the Common Council meeting last night. She says the quality of life here in Madison is so high, more people are moving here.
That costs money. It means that we need to hire people to carry out those services, and we need to pay their salaries and their benefits. We need to give them the tools that they need in order to do their work.
The school district has already approved a referendum to go on the ballot in November, and the city may be likely to do the same. And an update on that storm in Grant County, it tore the roof off a classic family-owned supper club. The National Weather Service confirms it was an EF1 tornado that did all that damage in Keeler. We've had such an unusual tornado season. At last count, that makes it 41 tornadoes statewide in 2024. Last year, we only had 21. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
The American League wins again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The American League beating the National League 5-3 last night in the All-Star game. The AL has now won 10 of the last 11 games in the Midsummer Classic. No hits for Christian Yelich or William Contreras. The Red Sox Jaron Duran named MVP for his two-run homer in the fifth to secure the win. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Clippers 112-97 in Summer League play. Milwaukee signing former Raptors guard Gary Trent Jr. Meanwhile, Patrick Beverley deciding to play in the Israeli Basketball League after no offers from the NBA. NFL, Chicago Bears finally reach an agreement with their number one draft pick, quarterback Caleb Williams, who's going to earn a guaranteed $39 million over the next 4 years. Packers quarterback Jordan Love at a youth football camp in Milwaukee asked if he's got a new deal yet.
Brian Gutekunst says he hopes to have a contract extension done with him before the start of camp.
Nope.
Yeah, you didn't want to talk about it. That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a really nice stretch of days coming up here for the rest of the week. Today, mostly sunny, 75 our high this afternoon. Tonight, clear all the way down to 53. Tomorrow, sunny, 75 by Friday. Sunshine with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Hump Day RNC MKE 2024 edition. Devils Advocates, join the Maggie Dawn Show at 3 and do it live from Milwaukee.
The Devils Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Welcome everybody who's watching at home. And welcome everybody in this great arena tonight. We love you all. Actually, wait a minute. I don't mean that. I don't welcome everybody in this meeting, you in this room. The guys up in the fake news, frankly, you guys up there in the fake news have worn out your welcome.
My goodness, there is that unity theme we've been looking for from Carrie Lake, the governor of Arizona, in her mind.
She's crapping all over the industry that got her famous in the first place.
Right. Yep. Right.
Okay. Got
right.
It. Got it.
Lauren tweeted, Marsha Blackburn is railing against DEI racism at the RNC. Bob Seska said, feel that pivot to civility. Oh, yes, that's unity. Unity. Yay. Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, you know what? See, I told you. People laughing about my movie Tough Guys wearing ear Kotexes. Yeah. Damien says, here's one from Pulp Fiction. I'm about to get medieval on your ass as soon as I change my ear Kotex. Okay. Carlos will help me.
That's good coffee.
I take it back, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Do you never has a second cup of coffee at home?
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Oh, yes. Hold on. Wait a minute before I go out. Where's my ear pawn? I need my ear pawn. I've got to have it. Actually, I tweeted that was one of his old bone spur pads that he saved all these years. Take it out of his shoes and put it on his ear.
Carlos came with the jokes. I mean, I could not think of anything more cartoonishly ridiculous. And that he doesn't really look like a giant with a Kotex.
Jackson's next facial surgery. Who makes that decision for him? Like,
God.
Don't put that big thing on your ear. I think it looks great. Do you think it looks great? Looks good, Mr. Trump. Looks good. It's got to go bigger. People got to know that I got injured, even though I was golfing the day before and didn't have anything on. It's got to be big.
You know, I've been doing every movie Tough Guy scene, but with an ear Kotex, so I know you can help me. Oh, Robert De Niro. How about in Cape Fear before he actually...
Yeah. Your wife is pretty as a firecracker on the 4th... Hold on, let me adjust this. On the 4th of July.
Oh, now it's funny. Now when Carlos does it.
Well...
Bastards. Yeah. Okay. Hi, Carlos.
Well, he didn't go with the stereotypical of sinking into the lake because, you know, he would have gotten the Kotex wet.
Right. Right. Right.
That was funny.
I must break you, but don't bite my ear like Mike Tyson in Ring Rocky. There's got to be a Mike Tyson biting Donald Trump in the
right
thing.
Something.
There has to be.
But we were saying, Carlos, the other thing that just drives us crazy is this double standard media coverage. They've been pestering Joe Biden for medical records, and there's no report from anybody. Doctor, hospital, he was literally pictured on the golf course the day before with nothing on his ear.
Yep.
So it's
we'll
just...
Say,
Yeah.
We will say, we will give you Joe Biden's medical records when you give us the ear records, the examination, and when you give us the bone spur x-rays. I remember there was a couple of politicians in 2016 going, where's his bone spur x-rays? Let's see him.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about it before the show. It is unfathomable to me that a guy who lost the election, staged a coup, got somebody killed, cops injured, who Republicans admitted did that, is their nominee. They're bowing down to power. Is so shame. Nikki Haley, J.D. Vance. Apparently, they weren't wearing their morality readers when they read the Don Trump eye chart the first time around. Oh, no, no, I could see he's a pretty good guy. I didn't have my glasses on.
What? Carlos,
These people are parents.
Just those two. J.D. Vance and Nikki Haley. They talk about us inciting violence against Donald Trump. None of us have any prominent Democrat has anything half said anything half as bad as they've said about Donald Trump. America's next Hitler.
Oh man, our very own. I think he's been on the show several times. Trey Crowder, with just the epic takedown of his hillbilly buddy J.D. Vance, just a venture capitalist opportunist, just a horrible. They are horrible. Morally empty people. That's not conjecture. That's not being. That's a fact. It's a fact.
Nikki Haley told the Wall Street Journal electing Donald Trump would be suicide for our country. Called Donald Trump unhinged. She questioned his mental fitness, demanded he take a cognitive test. She also said, of course, many of the same politicians who now publicly embrace Trump privately dread him. They know what a disaster he's been and will continue to be for our party. Donald Trump can't win a general election. I mean, on and on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want a reporter, the so-called fake nose. Carrie Lake is just such a terrible actress. She's so bad. You people up there, your nose is worn out. So is your makeup, and that's why you need 1,000 filters. When they go low, we go lower. They
started. There you go. We go Jasmine
Crockett.
The thing
about civility is that classic scene in a movie where the killer is like, all right, I'm giving up. If you drop your weapon, I'll turn myself in. And we're like, no, don't drop your weapon.
By the way, I could not wait to talk to you about you retweeted, what do you call it, a video of Trump's call with RFK Jr. was leaked. Trump talks about vaccines. Tell RFK Jr. doing something with him would be big. Mentioned his call with Biden. He said the bullet was like the world's largest mosquito. I mean, and this is Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s son leaked this because it's part of the Kennedy family trying to warn what a dangerous lunatic Bobby Kennedy is.
They both are power hungry, immoral, sleep with anybody, claim moral high ground, not jobs. And that's not conjecture. They're just, I can't. They're everybody. It's like everybody watched the movie It's a Wonderful Life, and the Republicans decided, like, we want to be Mr. Potter.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
What?
Clearly, you missed the message of the film.
And by the way, you retweeted my boyfriend. He is my boyfriend. Lawrence O'Donnell. Lawrence O'Donnell, who said, proof RFK Jr. is not trying to win. He agrees Trump will win and discusses a job with Trump. I mean, I said at least they tried to hide the collusion in 2016, Carlos.
Yeah.
This is, he's.
Except for the dinner in Russia.
Picture with Mike Flynn and, you know, Bannon and Roger Stone on the phone with Trump. Oh, it's just like, it is right out there. All funded by Trump donors, right? I mean,
yep,
yeah,
absolutely. We knew they've always been embedded, and it's just so funny. You got the far left people trying to come up. Oh, the CIA didn't give them enough service. Why didn't they see that guy? And there are all kinds of conspiracy from the far left who still won't admit that Trump would be the worst possible outcome from this country, despite your feelings for Joe Biden,
right?
Despite what you disagree with him on policy. The Republicans are far worse. It's so easy to see. It's black and white. There it is, clear as day. You lose. Good day, sir.
What do I get?
Nothing.
Oh, thank you. Sorry. Wasn't certain. You know, also, as I mentioned, if you could find a bigger Putin than Trump, it's J.D. Vance, who's just basically saying, I don't care. Right. About Ukraine, you know, and you retweeted someone who said, when Russians occupy a city, they start to deliberately exterminate active people, journalists, priests, artists, teachers, mayors, and human rights defenders. Occupation doesn't stop human suffering. It just makes them invisible. And, you know, again, you were saying like crickets from the far left. that
crickets from those guys. They never stood up for Brittany Griner. They're not sticking up for the journalist that's still there. It's
Republicans are
to...
two Republicans have said she needs to go back to jail in Russia. What is happening in this country?
This was their plan all along. And so for us to say, oh, it wasn't a Russian, the Mueller files are over, blah, blah, blah. There was so much that was redacted. There were so many people that didn't answer subpoenas. Mm-hmm. And so they just wave it off. Oh, the Russia hoax. Wait a minute. We never fully got to investigate that.
Right.
And of course they were involved.
Right.
Of course these dictators want another dictator involved to let them take land. And I would love J.D. Vance to spend 30 seconds inside a room, lock doors with the Klitschko brothers, and then come out and tell me that you think Ukraine... is expendable.
Yeah.
Not because you got to hear the pleas of these people. They wipe out Ukrainian children. They send them away from their parents. They're trying to ethnically cleanse them. They're horrible.
Yeah.
Everything that Putin touches and Trump touches surrounds themselves with horrible, morally bankrupt, cowardice people. Plain to see.
Yep. Buzz Burbank tweeted, we still don't know the motive, but Trump was shot by a young man who was not only a registered Republican, but also had pro-Trump signs in his family's front yard. This gun-loving Republican on gun-loving Republican violence must end. I mean, but boy, it just doesn't stop them a bit from attacking the left.
rhetoric.
Right.
You know, in the absence of rhetoric, before this culture, let's say, happened since 2016 when Trump came on board and upped the ante for rhetoric, before that, there's always been Secret Service because there's always been a danger for a presidential candidate to get shot absent of any type of rhetoric. So I say the rhetoric was not involved. And I don't care about his political affiliation, his ability. It's a lone gunman thing who's crazy, who was able to get a gun, a firearm. Yeah. These are the things that need to be looked into.
The question of the hour is, would the cops from Reno 911 have done a better job than the cops in Secret Service?
Hey, there's a guy there up on the roof. I'm going to go talk to him because he owes me $5. I bought him some tacos.
Do you mean Yo Quiero Taco Bell? Is that what you're trying to...
There's no way they would have cared if something disastrous happened to Biden at a rally where he was threatened. They wouldn't have cared.
Yeah.
They would have like, oh,
they made jokes.
Too old to get away.
They would have made jokes. Yeah, like
absolutely
they did about Paul Pelosi.
They would. Psychotic Nancy Pelosi. Boy, something's going on. Who knows? Yeah. Hillary Clinton's gonna hire some Supreme Court justices. Nothing you can do about it, unless of course you're into the Second Amendment. Who knows? What? I don't.
Yeah,
I feel like Seinfeld so many times. He said it first. He's a horrible person.
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
I can't believe I didn't lure you into doing the Taco Bell Chihuahua because you mentioned tacos.
Yeah, no, yo quiero. I don't quiero Republicans.
Okay. He did it.
So
voice toy. Yay, dance.
White and Afraid. There should be a show called White and Afraid. And it's just the RNC.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
The last 4 days. White and Afraid.
White and, oh, thank God, not naked and afraid. Okay. Oh, my God. We keep saying what an evil clown show. Not only the Kotex is on the ear that everybody's wearing in the cult.
Earpod.
But, oh, my God, did you see Rudy Giuliani drunkenly stumble and fall? I mean, I guess allegedly.
And again.
But, oh, my God.
Yeah. He's a senior. It's kind of sad to see. But you know what? It couldn't happen to a worse person. So I'm not. I'm sorry that he's tripped because of his age. That's not a nice thing. But he's just a terrible person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't feel sorry for those people.
I should. Yes, I should say, as I said, allegedly. But it's just, you know. But obviously, he's been clearly inebriated on TV many, many times. And, the bankruptcy judge just went against him. He actually has to pay up the people that he's maligned, you know. And so it's just, no, of course. But you're absolutely right. He's a despicable person. And so, no, if it's just he fell because of age, of course, I'm not mocking that. I'm just saying, you know.
How dare you say that? I'm coming up next to speak at convention. They want me to be there.
Who's that?
That's supposed to be Gru. I'm working on it. Give me a break.
I hear it.
I hear it.
Thank
I hear
you.
Okay. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cook Unity.
Whee!
This is where we really have unity. You
God.
Know where we have unity, Chris? In the belief that I am not a good cook.
Right.
Right.
So I'm just telling you, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door. No cooking required.
None.
Oh, that is like, that's like sexting me, telling me no cooking required. Nope. Right? It's cheaper than other delivery options. Go now to cookunity.com/liberal. Enter that code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. Oh, my gosh. I was going to read more meals on the air like I did last time, but I start to, you know what happens, Chris? I get all that spit that starts to pool.
You start to drool.
They have something for everybody, Jody. They have pescatarian and vegetarian, paleo, whatever you're into, gluten-free. They've got it all. You can pick as few as four, as many as 16 meals a week. No cooking required. Oh, yeah, right there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance. You have plenty of time to choose, even if you're a Libra like me. Horrible. Experience chef quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. Nom, 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 nom. 50% off. Use the code liberal or go to cookunity.com/liberal.
Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet. It's similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
Really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code Stephanie.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 1920s. 19th century, it remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
My mic wasn't on.
I think it was.
No, it wasn't.
That was just in the room. I don't think this mic switch works.
I don't think it does.
Does it work? No, it doesn't work.
Totally, my God!
You sabotaged my mic switch.
I haven't done anything. I'm just telling you, I heard you burp.
You're like Bobby Kennedy's son. Oh, my God. You're leaking my own audio thing.
I thought that was not working because I've heard myself yell what soundbite I wanted you. This switch is not working.
I'll get Tony in here to fix it.
It's not working. Look.
I'll get Tony in here to fix it.
Yikes. Wow. Stephanie Miller would like to apologize for anything you may have heard her say that was inadvertent. And I thought my microphone was off for the last several weeks due to sabotaging bastard person Chris LaVoy.
Okay.
I think it worked on Monday. All right. Okay. Hi, Carlos El Rocky's here. Hello.
Hi. Just reading the moral high ground on Twitter where Donald Trump gets up, hit by a bullet. He gets hit by a bullet, and Biden falls downstairs. I'm like, well, it's not the flex you think, as Biden got up by himself in both cases where he fell.
Oh, my God. Like, well, they're making him look like Rambo. Oh, by the way, Bob Seska, who does the Lord's work, these are, you know, we know that not just Trump, it's the right that engages routinely in violent rhetoric. They send Christmas cards where they're all armed with AR-15s. They wear AR-15 pins on the floor of Congress.
I'm going to go hunting some rhinos.
Oh, God.
See, Pelosi is sneaking the Green New Deal into the $3.5 trillion budget. And in 2022, I'm going to blow away the Democrat socialist agenda.
Inflation is skyrocketing. Putin is out of control. And Brandon is asleep at the wheel. But the GOP has a plan. And that plan is guns. To shoot our problems in the head.
I'm Ron Hanks, and I approve this message.
How many of them did ads with them shooting at the Affordable Care Act or whatever legislation they don't like or blah, blah, blah?
And then they're surprised when something happens at a rally, and Malcolm X famously said, the chickens have come home to roost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A society that lives by violence is surprised when violence happens.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. Hold on.
We're back. And everybody remembers when we first rolled on the scene. Well, I'm no career politician. I'm a Navy SEAL, and I'll take dead aim at politics as usual.
Not your typical candidate. Conservative Joni Ernst. Mom, farm girl, and a lieutenant colonel who carries more than just lipstick in her purse. Joni Ernst will take aim at wasteful spending. And once she sets her sights on Obamacare, Joni's gonna unload. Oh, and one more thing. Joni doesn't miss much.
Give me a shot. I'm Joni Ernst, and I approve this message.
Give me a shot.
Biscuits.
Oh,
biscuits.
She uses biscuits instead of clay pigeons.
Oh, God.
Throw up another
bag on my shoes.
And that was only a few.
I mean, honestly, Carlos, there's a candidate for governor in North Carolina we keep mentioning that is on tape in a church saying liberals
need killing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And again, Biden even admitted that it was a poor choice of phrasing to say it's time to put Trump in the bullseye. But obviously he meant it in a political press sort of way. I mean, that's very apparent that he meant that the focus of the media should be on Donald Trump. You know he didn't mean it that way.
Thank you. By the way, Lester Holt interview. Is there a sense to be back on the horse? Biden, I am on the horse. Where have you been? I've done 22 major events with thousands of people. And Bob Seska said this is the kind of nonsense that makes voters believe being president is solely about theatrics and it's hurting America. Mm-hmm. 29 minutes after the hour, more Coffee with Carlos on The Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's more at stake in Wisconsin than just the top of the ticket. With new legislative maps, Republican strategist Keith Gilks says it will take high-quality local candidates to win.
People from the community know their community, have connections to their community, and know how to go out there and win races.
Gilks spoke at a luncheon yesterday put on by WISP Politics and the Marquette Law School. Congressman Derek Van Orden is making news again for getting into a confrontation. Prairie du Chien Republican accuses an anti-war protester of assaulting him in downtown Milwaukee yesterday. Members of Code Pink say Van Orden started it, but he tried to shove past an activist. Milwaukee police say they're looking into it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We have an update on that controversial plan for an apartment building on Old Sauk Road. Residents have waged a long fight back. The plan commission approved the zoning proposal, but neighbors managed to get enough signatures for an appeal. So last night, the Common Council had to decide whether to uphold that appeal and overturn the plan commission's decision. One of residents' biggest objections, that area is already prone to flooding, and the development could make that worse. Resident Rebecca Green.
Major stormwater issues are created. Egregiously, Stonehouse's plan requires discharging water onto the property of a neighboring landowner.
It was a tight vote. 8 alders voted to overturn the zoning plans, but 11 voted to keep them. And a reminder that there's concerts on the square tonight. You can expect added traffic and street closures downtown. Tonight's performance is Trumpet Squared, featuring pieces from Haydn and Vivaldi. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We're entering a dry and sunny stretch. However, high temperatures today staying well below average with some breezy winds out of the northwest, keeping our highs down to the low 70s. It'll be a crisp and comfortable day today with highs tomorrow climbing to the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at wiscaregivercdcp.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by the former Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, Mike Tate, as well as former U.S. representative from Wisconsin, Scott Klug. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
listen, you watch your father almost get assassinated, right, on live TV. I mean, think about if that bullet was an inch over, and what that, I mean, the entire world would have seen that image forever. Think of the stain that would have been. I was sitting on the couch with my children and with Laura when that happened, and it was horrible. And then you walk into the convention and you see this love, and, you know, listen to the words of that song, you know, thank your lucky stars, you know, God bless the USA, right?
God bless the USA, or his dad would say.
Right.
Right?
God bless the United States.
Yeah, I'm Eric speaking. By the way, oh, where's the one? Here, hang on one second. Oh, is this where God? Yeah, oh, here it is. Yeah, hang on. You'll love this,
Carlos. The love in this country is tremendous, and they love the man, and I love the man. And the unthinkable almost happened, and it would have been the greatest stain on America. It can't happen, and we got to, and it has. There's no question; it's changed the tone. And even if you look at my father's face as he's coming out right now,
I've never seen him look that way, Eric.
Lawrence, it's you know, maybe lucky to be alive and realizing that. You know, listen, there was divine intervention. I'm not emotional. There was divine intervention.
Sure.
I mean, it's 130 yards.
Yeah.
That's not a long shot with a rifle, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a chip shot with a rifle, and there was absolutely divine intervention.
Yeah, tell that to the fire chief's family.
Yeah,
Thank you.
God wanted the fire chief's family to grow up fatherless.
Yeah.
Too bad Ashley Babbitt didn't have divine intervention.
No kidding.
She had Trump intervention to put her there in the first place.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Of course, anytime somebody is shot at, somebody gets hit, it's a tragic event.
Yeah.
But there are things that lead up to those things.
Mm-hmm.
The tragedy of rhetoric, of violence, of guns, of not having federal legislation, the tragedy of neglect of duty to protect people.
Yeah. Please, Eric. I can never get enough Eric.
Somebody was looking down, and I felt that for the last 8 years. I felt that somebody's had, you know, a hand on my father and has guided him, because in dark moments and unthinkable moments, you know, he's been protected, and I mean that sincerely.
Yeah, who can think of a godlier man than Donald Trump? Yeah, they all said it. They all said it. It is blasphemy. Seriously. From Scott Walker to Marco Rubio. I mean, how despicable when someone was killed to go, oh, God protected Donald Trump. And God said that fireman and his family.
Kind of the ridiculousness of religion in the first place, where an actor says, thank God I won this award. What about the other actors that also believed in God that didn't win the award?
Right.
Did God suddenly go, I hate you, I like that one? It's on its face. I'm a Sam Harris guy, because Hitch isn't. Can be bombastic. It's religion on its face is ridiculous.
Yeah. Yep.
It's hoping and wishing and fairies and Jiminy Cricket.
Don't put down fairies.
Tom Emmer last night said Donald Trump stands with the people and the police, our men and women in blue, not with the criminals and the rioters. Midas Touch said he's literally a criminal who stood with the criminals and rioters over the police. But okay. I mean, it is all fantasy, this convention.
And again, they say we are deranged.
Right.
There is a derangement when you're saying that somebody has divine providence and help that is born of God, that this is who God wants. Man, that is deranged.
Yeah.
We are sitting here commenting on your derangement.
For the most unchristian man ever. Right. Adam Kinzinger said today's GOP would boo Paul Ryan, both Bushes, Cheney, Ronald Reagan, Mitt Romney, and John McCain.
Yep.
We didn't change. The GOP did. It is fully a cult with Kotexes on their ears booing Nikki Haley and Mitch McConnell. Ramaswamy said, and our message to Gen Z is this. You want to be a rebel? You want to be a hippie? You want to stick it to the man? Show up on your college campus and try calling yourself a conservative. And AOC just said young people don't take well to bigoted leaders who attack LGBT plus rights, outlaw abortion, cozy up to gun manufacturers and oil executives, and support a rapist for president. If you want to be cool so badly, try giving a damn about other people beyond yourself.
Amen.
It might open a few doors. This is what we always said about sexy liberal. First of all, the name was a joke, but secondly, we just meant it's sexy to be liberal. It means you're open-hearted, you're open-minded, and you care about other people, you know, period.
And to Rama Smarmy's point, it depends on what kind of conservative you label yourself. Are you a fiscal conservative with center-right values? I can handle that. But if you're a blind, culty cult leader, culted by a culter, then no, you're Jim Jones fodder. Get out of here.
Yeah.
You're
Ann
Coulter.
Yeah.
Ann Coulter. I like that. See, that was funny.
Oh, come on.
We usually use a different C word, but
okay. Yeah.
What?
Coulter,
leave her on the island of Dr. Moreau. She's too bitey.
Coulter, you next week, next Tuesday.
You started out the hour, Carlos, talking about Nikki Haley, and this reporter posted I'm voting for you in the GOP primary. Thank you for staying in this race. If you find that you must get out, please don't endorse Trump. Nikki Haley, thank you. Not going to happen. She just said she lied right to my face. She lied to everybody's face.
Can you imagine being the children of those parents? Oh, my dad's a coward. My mom's a coward. I guess I'll go to school with that and just hope I don't get made fun of.
Yeah.
Your parents are cowards. That's not conjecture again. That is fact. They literally are so afraid that they will promise one thing and then bow down and support something obviously immoral, gross, liar, con man, rapist. I would be ashamed to stay in my position as a father if I did that. I would say, if I'm going to do this, I'm leaving my family because I don't want to be a stain on them.
Yeah.
I'm going this morning. I can't take it anymore.
No, I know. Peter Baker said, we in the Republican Party are the law and order team, the House Speaker tells the convention nominating a convicted felon for president. I mean, you cannot make this up. By the way, Ben, our friend from Midas Touch, just said unemployment down, crime down, gas prices down, wages up, drilling record highs, gas prices down, stock market record highs, inflation down, jobs growth record highs, manufacturing boom, border crossings down. I mean, don't tell me we don't have an incredibly strong case to make.
Yeah, as high as inflation is, it's coming down, but it's high all over the world. And
right.
I'm going to skip subjects here because I was just privy to Elon Musk wanting to move his company out of California because of this bill that Gavin Newsom, and I quickly read this transgender bill, and of course the schools don't have a right to rat on kids to their parents. This is a family issue. So if the kid feels fear of coming out in his home, his or her home, or their home, as the use of pronouns, where I'm trying to learn, that should be up to the parents and the child. The school has no business in tattling on them.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand this. It's just insane.
Yep.
And leave it to what? How many affairs does this guy have? 13 kids, 3 marriages,
trillion.
To suddenly have the moral high ground?
Yeah.
And you know why Musk is supporting Trump is because Biden did not invite him to the EV summit. And this is all out of spite because that's what sociopaths do.
Yep.
They have no empathy.
Oh,
they have revenge. That's it.
Karen in Chicago's back. Hi, Karen.
Yay.
You're on with Carlos.
Hi. I am so frustrated. My technical difficulties this morning, and I think my phone's about to die, and I'm going to step outside of this very echoey room. I just want to say this. It is bad enough that we have had to endure years of Republicans gaslighting us and threatening our families with violence. But then in the absence, see, look, here's the thing. I am not a conspiracy theorist, okay? But you know what? In the absence of the mainstream media talking about calling for where are the medical reports, okay? Mm-hmm. We have had to endure weeks of them asking about whether Biden is fit, asking for the neurologist report, et cetera, et cetera. Where is the calls for some clarity and transparency about what we all witnessed on Saturday?
Thank you. By the way, Karen, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to leave you on the phone, so we're 2-2 and evenly matched. When I bring up the new poll that says 2/3 of Democrats want Biden to drop out, so you and Jody and I.
But there's a new thing that just came out today. Bob Seska just posted. Project 538 has Biden winning 54 out of 100 times and Donald Trump winning 46 out of 100 times. And those are aggregate polls, not just one poll.
Yeah, and the new polls out have the race dead even. So, let me just say this, and then everybody can have their say. I don't know what's driving what. Do you know what I mean? The mainstream media coverage has been so horrific, of Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. That I don't know whether the media's panicked Democrats or Democrats are helping panic the media, but whatever, we're in some vicious circle that I'm not
chicken
surprised.
Egg. It's a chicken egg situation.
Yeah.
But you know, I've met Adam Schiff in your living room.
Yeah.
I consider Adam Schiff to be a pretty measured guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if somebody like him is concerned, it doesn't tell me that it's so irrational. But here's the deal. If the RNC could sue, if we made a change so quick and it got held up in the courts,
it would.
If it's a bad strategical move to switch horses at this point, then that I can understand. But if it's not, and there is a possibility of going with somebody's, with Trump's administration and taking over the helm, I don't see that as such a shockingly bad move unless
it comes up legally where we can't.
Yeah, Karen, go ahead. You say your piece, and then I'm going to let Carlos talk.
I'm sorry. This is the thing, though. It is way too late in the game. We have had millions of primary voters come out and already say what they want. So, and
this is where I disagree, but go ahead.
Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. Okay, but we've had Kamala Harris, and people are talking about alternatives to her. That cannot happen.
No, it can't.
That couldn't happen. On that, I agree. But
oh, good. You're off the Westmore track.
That can't happen. And so
no, I'd still like him on the ticket, especially with J.D. Vance using his military stuff. But when people say you would be disenfranchising 14 million people, I voted for Bernie Sanders. I voted for Biden. I voted for Hillary Clinton. I voted for Biden. I wasn't upset because my choice didn't make it all the way. Right. I'm going to vote blue no matter who.
Exactly.
I'm not going to be demanding.
Yeah, me too.
It's not like, we're going to be voting for
Trump. At the cost of losing an election.
So
I'm not owed anything as a voter.
So
if I voted for Bernie Sanders and he wasn't the choice, I wasn't going to sit there and say, what about the millions of people voted for Bernie Sanders? I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton Joe Biden. That would have been ridiculous.
We are at a very late point. I got to hang out with Lawrence O'Donnell this weekend and talk to him privately. And
have you talked to Adam Schiff?
No, I have not.
I don't have a giant
Commissioner Gordon phone where I am able to call anybody any moment I want to.
But you talked to Lawrence O'Donnell?
Yes. Because, you know, and again, he has all the ratings have cratered on MSNBC except for Lawrence, because he's the one that's been saying a lot of the things you just said initially, Carlos. It's too late. Mechanically, technically, this is insane. So he's the one that's been standing up.
Okay. There's nothing you can do.
Right. I mean, I said we don't any of us know what's going on behind the scenes. I am for whatever Joe Biden wants. Right. If Joe Biden tells me now, or if behind the scenes he's saying, get me reelected, I will step down at X point. I don't care what it is. I'm a huge Kamala fan. I would have voted for her in the primary. Were she still in? I voted for Elizabeth Warren, just like you. But I full-throatedly was for Biden when he was the candidate. So I agree with you. Vote blue no matter who.
You want it to be Biden's choice.
I mean, I have to say, Carlos, I think many of us thought, like, oh, God, what if the polls crater after the debate? They didn't. Everybody's saying, oh, now this assassination attempt, that Trump has won it. Polls didn't change again. Guess what? He's not Jesus.
Do you think he should debate in September?
What's that?
Yes.
Yeah, these polls are. Oh, Yahoo.
Do you think Biden should debate in September?
He has to. I think so. I think he has to now. Yeah.
He has to now.
He has to.
Yeah. He has to.
But, yeah, I am for whatever Joe Biden's for.
It's really risky.
All he has to do is come on stage and say, this guy's going to lie. I'm not going to answer his lies. It's not worth my time. I'm going to answer the questions and leave it at that and then move on. That way he doesn't have to be confused and arguing with a liar. That solves that problem.
Well, then get
that
on that aforementioned Commissioner Gordon red phone, Jody, and tell him that.
I will right now.
We need a TriCaster. We can't afford a prop phone.
But this is good. This is a healthy discussion and a disagreement on the strategy to win this election because, again, it's all born out of fear. We don't want to lose this election.
Yeah.
We're afraid that either choice might have bad consequences.
Carlos, you didn't hear me defending you because every time people are like, Carlos, you need to cancel him. You can't have him on the show. You are a patriot. Adam Schiff is a patriot. Nancy Pelosi, Rob Reiner, you're all patriots. You're all friends, you know.
Yes.
And we don't cancel our friends,
right?
You know, it's like, and as I always say, if you agree with everything anyone says,
You're an idiot.
Thank
but
you.
Also, we all want the same thing. Yes. We're just kind of arguing about how to get there.
Right, exactly.
It's a strategical argument.
Right.
That's all. Not a moral argument.
And don't ever say Carlos El Rocky is not funny.
Exactly.
Or that he was too old to play Yentl because he wasn't.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Huh?
People are free to disagree with me and not listen. That's their choice. You know, there's not much you can do about that. But,
we should
be free to discuss what we feel.
Yeah, we got a break.
That's what's so great about
the show. Thank you. I think that's the important thing is what's so great about me. That's, okay.
Yeah.
48 minutes.
I mean, how many times have you and Carlos disagreed in the last 25 years?
Yes, and you. Look at, you're still here.
Right? I know. Jesus. You still keep me around.
Ugh. 48 minutes after the hour. Human irritant.
I'm new.
But I agree with you on almost everything. Okay. And also, you help my boobs. You help me pick up good dresses that make my boobs look good. Are you putting a Kotex on your ear?
Yes,
you're putting an envelope on your ear. Okay. All right. Listen. I got to do this
huge
thing.
A mosquito just went by.
48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the only thing keeping me steady. Steady is right. Steady as she goes. Let's face it. Life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion, your immune system. You can't handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive.
It's good.
It is really good. I used to do the Sammy. This is way better. It has way more things in it. It's fantastic. It's a mood-lifting blend, clinically proven, to help you relax and breathe a little easier. I was on mood-lifting stuff for a long time, Chris, because I'm having a bad
life.
Yes, and I tend to make disastrous
decisions.
Yes. For next level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. Got to do your research.
Yeah.
This one has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics. It is a spore probiotic. It banishes bloat and constipation so your gut produces more serotonin. You're a happy hormone.
Whee!
I'm a happy clappy liberal with a happy hormones. Whee! For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of that Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm. If you go to justthrivehealth.com, type in the promo code Stephanie. That's getting a month for free. And now you can download the first Just Thrive episode and listen to our interview with the founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson. Go to justthrivehealth.com. The code is Stephanie.
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it, too. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com, or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS.
Uline is here for the hard workers. For the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We're about to... Yes, this portion of the show brought to you by the commercial we're about to film for Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Bonnie and Clyde apparently have gone to their trailer. Jody, the things on their rider apparently have not been fulfilled.
Nope.
There are a few more demands that they have before the filming.
They want Dr. Marty's all blueberries.
Okay. Take out the green ones. No, that's... No. They love their Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. I can't say enough about it. They love it, love it, love it. And they are so happy and healthy and so fluffy I could die, frankly, Chris.
Yeah. They're cute.
You're the cutest dogs in the world.
One of them is cuter than the other.
Listen, don't buy dog food that's cooked at high temperature, which most of them are, even the ones that say they're organic or healthy. Ones farmers make, you know, stuff like that. Messy, gloppy, horrible. Just saying.
She went there. What?
Uh-huh.
She did.
I'm telling you, Dr. Marty's raw, freeze-dried, makes it pantry safe, shelf stable. It is not messy for you or inconvenient, and the doggies love it, and all those nutrients are packed in there, and the flavor is through the roof. They make the training treats out of raw, freeze-dried stuff.
They make the training treats.
Right? But Dr. Marty's the only one that got a clue that went, oh... They love, right?
Doi.
Dogs love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Thank you, Faraway Dog. Yes. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. 56 minutes after the hour. Oh, boy. We were just talking about Kamala Harris during the... Oh, here's Brian Kilmeade. Hold, please.
We know that being politically correct and the DEI got us Kamala Harris as a vice president. And now we know that so many different industries have been hurt. Is this part of the process when you have the DIA director saying, excuse me, when you have the Secret Security director saying this about her goals for the agency? Listen.
We need to attract diverse candidates and ensure that we are developing and giving opportunities to everybody in our workforce.
Particularly women. I can't anymore. With blaming the female Secret Service agents. Oh, my God. If and when Kamala Harris ever runs, did you understand the degree of racism and sexism? And there is going to be a huge backlash to it. Is all I'm telling you. November is coming.
Kilmeade is saying is that Tim Scott and the some liberal people need killing black preacher are DEI hires for the RNC. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, the attorney general of the second largest justice department in the United States, a senator, she still has Bill Barr's balls in her Senate drawer. I mean, oh, I can't. But then the women. How they get these women, Nikki Haley, Marsha Blackburn, you know, Laura Ingraham, Judge Jeanine, like, that will undermine other women. They just had a conversation about, oh, they can't have women, Secret Service. They're too short.
Lord, no.
Cut to hell with Satan petting their souls. Yes. Nicely done, Nikki and Marsha. Nicely done, JD. Yes.
Did you see Nikki Haley when she said, I give my total endorsement to Donald Trump, shaking her head no? I'm not a body language expert, but that was her soul trying to escape her body.
Yeah,
it was.
God.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's afraid of her own first name.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Follow and worship Carlos. We're all friends. We're, right? All patriots.
Lots of love. Lots of blue love going on here. Lots of blue love. Yeah. Blue hotel.
Oh, so much. Oh, we all have blue balls. So much. Oh, my God. We're holding back till November. I love you, Carlos Azraqui.
Blue 24. Blue 24. Blue. Bye.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are live from day three of the RNC. The fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, will join us. And public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.